You're listening to Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nah, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows just I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
Lil Nas there, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Such a catchy one, isn't it? Welcome to Sound and Country Vision with me, your host, Tessa Snart, and my co-host, Leanie Jane.
Good afternoon.
And we can't forget my producer sitting across the way there, Alex. Hello.
Hello.
We've got a great show lined up for you. Today we've got a country singer-songwriter and student, more recently, Amy Alexander, talking to us all the way from Nashville. She's just moved there. And then later on in the programme we'll be welcoming Joe Heal back to the show, and he's got some exciting news on his Nashville covers band, Glasville. So that's very exciting. But first up, let's play another track, Casey Musgraves and High Horse.
Oh, I bet you think you're John Wayne, showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way, and we all know the end of the story. 'Cause everyone
The lovely Casey Musgraves there. And welcoming to the show now is a lovely, lovely lady called Amy. And she's actually over in Nashville and she's with us now. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very well. How is Tennessee treating you?
Very well. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Are you getting used to the time difference now?
Yeah, slightly. It's currently about 9:15 in the morning.
So a bit early. Is it early for you?
A little bit.
Yeah?
It's fine. It's fine.
Well, thank you for chatting to us today. Okay, then. So we actually met at the Dixie Fields Festival way back in July. I kind of bumped into you by the, I think it was the Bubble Waffle stand.
Yeah.
And we kind of got talking. It does. And you was actually telling me about all these great things in country music, even artists that I hadn't even heard of. And it was really, really good. And then I found out that you yourself actually... You sing and you write.
I do, yeah.
And at that moment, you then told me that you were going over to Nashville in a few weeks' time to study at the famous Belmont University. So I think you've been there now for a couple of weeks, nearly. And So how is this change, and how did it come about? How did you decide that you were going to make that next step?
Okay, yeah. So I actually go to the University of Nottingham.
Okay.
In the UK, obviously. But I'm doing a year abroad here at Belmont. So the university was so great about it. And before I even joined, I spoke to one of my advisors. And I was saying, hi, like I'm studying American studies with history. So that enables me to go abroad to America. And I was thinking how amazing it would be to be able to go to Nashville. So I was speaking to one of the advisors and he was saying, yeah, we're actually about to set up a link to Belmont. So yeah. That was my choice.
Fantastic. Now, where did your love for country music come from? I mean, it's quite rare, especially I think over in the UK. I mean, I'm sure it's in Nashville it's completely different, but to bump into somebody that has that passion, especially at such a young age, where does that come from?
I mean, I've just been listening and absorbing music for as long as I can remember. So I started Stagecoach actually when I was about 6.
Oh yeah.
So that's when I started performing. But with listening to music since I was born. So my dad is a huge influence in my life, and he is a massive music fan, particularly American music, kind of southern rock, 70s type stuff.
Right.
And I think it just evolved into country music from there onwards,
Oh, fantastic. I must just say, I've got my mum in the studio with me. She's also a solo singer herself and very much into the country scene too. So she's here and listening in. And
Nice to listen to you.
Very interesting. So what are your plans then? Obviously, you're there to study. That's the main thing. But I assume you'll be involved with a lot of music while over there. So how's it going? What's the plan?
It's going well. So the plan is, so currently I've only been at Belmont for about 2 weeks as we're speaking. So I'm busy plenty of my friends are on songwriting courses and pursuing their own things. But I'm trying to find musicians, which I'll find within the next couple of weeks. But currently that's the plan, so I can go out and perform.
Brilliant.
Yeah, get some gigs done in Nashville. Yeah.
You're definitely in the right place. And you've already bumped into, I think you said, the drummer from Lachland, the band. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was actually in this supermarket, as we'd call it, here at the grocery store.
As you do.
And I bumped into him. Yeah, we were having a chat with him, and he said, wait, are you British? We're like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I'm about to go over to the UK. And we were like, why? This is so crazy. So, we had a really long conversation with him, and he now follows me on social media.
Oh,
and, so I'm now a big Lachlan fan. I love that song, Drive.
Only in Nashville, isn't it?
only in Nashville, yeah.
Obviously, you're working on your own music and you're looking to write and obviously finding a guitarist, but you've actually selected a track for us to play by Brooks and Dunn. Well, it's from the Reboot album. Really great, great song. I've had a listen. And it's featuring Ashley McBride, and it's called You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. Why in particular that track?
So I've always been a huge Brooks and Dunn fan. I'm kind of a bit, I guess, unusual for my age. I love a bit of old country music, but not that that's particularly old, but you know.
Nothing wrong with that either.
I'm loving the Reboot album. And actually, when in my first weekend here in Nashville, I managed to go to Kix Brooks's show. He does it at Arrington Vineyard. So he actually performs for free and takes donations towards the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
So that was great seeing him perform, and because I hadn't actually ever seen Brooks and them. So that was the first time I'd seen him. And then also, I mean, I get so many opportunities over here, but I've also seen Garth Brooks with Ashley McBride do a podcast recording.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I think last week. So being at Belmont, you get all these opportunities, and they're all free for students. And they just sent us all an email saying, come along.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all went to this big auditorium, and it was full. And it was the two of them actually doing a podcast about sort of how to write songs and being in the music industry.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be, you know, really, I guess, apt to play a song with Ashley McBride, who I've seen. Kix Brooks is singing on that song. And I just love the song anyway as well.
I particularly like the, there's one called Neon Moon on that album, and it's featuring Casey Musgraves. I love that, Casey Musgraves.
Yeah,
it's a great album, actually, isn't it? It's got the collaborations are fantastic. Well, let's take a listen anyway. So here it is, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
I'm still hurting from the last time you walked on this heart of mine. I can't find much to believe in. You let me down so many times. Heaven knows how much I love. But I'm tired of holding on. You better kiss me, 'cause you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
There's not much chance we're gonna make it.
Oh my goodness, those voices. You loved that, didn't you, Lena
Jane? Cool, that was absolutely breathtaking, that song. Loved it.
That was a great choice, Amy.
Yeah, I love that one.
We're here with Amy Alexander. We're speaking to her from Nashville, working on her music, and she's now a new student at Belmont University. So anyway, I know that you've done a few YouTube music videos, and I think one of those was a Trisha Yearwood cover. Is that right?
Yeah. So I did a version of Nothing About Memphis, one of Trisha's older songs,
yeah,
and that's on my YouTube channel. So you can find that under Jocelyn Square, or if you type in Amy Alexander, that'll be under there as well.
I'm guessing, I take it, she's kind of one of your idols as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I love anyone with great vocals. So Trisha, Faith, Carrie, Karen Fairchild, yeah.
Good taste. She's actually, Trisha's got a new album out, I think. It's out now, called Every Girl, and it's all about empowering women. That's her 14th studio album. 14. Cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's got one of your Kelly Clarkson is on the album as well.
She's featured on that. Yeah, I know you've got to listen. Yeah. She's got a brilliant voice, that girl. Yeah.
So, have you been to like the Bluebird Cafe yet, or anything? Have you had a chance? I mean, I know you've not really been there that long, and you're settling in, but
I haven't actually been to the Bluebird yet.
Oh.
No, I haven't. But I've been to the Listening Room Cafe.
Oh, okay.
And I saw Emily Shackleton there. She's a big songwriter in Nashville, so.
Oh, it's all very, very exciting.
Incredible. I know, yeah, I need to probably slow down and get there, just see everything in.
I know, I bet you're kind of starry-eyed a little bit, I mean.
I am. I'm just so grateful for all these opportunities.
Have you, are you in like a dorm? Are you sharing accommodation or?
Yeah, so I'm in sort of an apartment style. So
yeah.
I've got my own bedroom, but we share a kitchen.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. How does it compare to university in the UK then? Is there much difference?
I mean, yeah, everything... It's
on a bigger scale?
It's much more American. I know that sounds silly, but...
No.
In the UK, one thing I've noticed is in the UK, students don't really tend to have their cars with them.
Right.
Kind of, yeah. Whereas here, everything's driving. So,
and is it all...
Yeah, that's one huge difference.
I picture it as that there's a lot of Mustangs driving around. Is that right, or am I wrong?
Yeah. There's a lot of Jeep Wranglers.
Oh, right, okay.
Boxy Jeep.
Yeah.
Every car you see is a Jeep Wrangler, yeah.
It's literally like you're in a country movie. Right, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you, what advice would you give to other students in your position that really want to pursue a career in music? And obviously it's quite difficult these days, and the social media and all that involved. I mean, you've took the plunge, you've travelled to Nashville. What advice would you give to students?
I think just be brave, just face everything head on and just do it, because I mean there's no point in not doing it.
Definitely.
Just go for it.
I guess there's never a right time. Anyway, you mentioned that people can go onto YouTube and search Amy Alexander to watch your music videos. I'm guessing you're on all the socials?
I am, yes, I am. Instagram, I've got a Facebook page where I post links to my YouTube videos. So I'm planning on posting more music,
Fantastic. Well, we've loved having you on the show, and thank you for talking to us. And you heard Amy Alexander. You heard the name here first. best of luck with your studies, and hopefully we can catch up soon.
We'll see you name in lights soon.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
No worries. Bye. Bye-bye.
I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogies. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, round, round and round you go. It's time to show out right now and take to the floor. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart. Take it down now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now. Take it down and crisscross. Bring it up now, crisscross. Do whatever you like right here. Just have fun. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip. So bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad, that was not so bad, was it? Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now.
Got to love a bit of Blanco Brown in the get up. I was dancing in my seat there.
Yeah, that was quite a lovely one. Yeah.
Takes me back to Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana days, you know, the hoedown throat.
Oh, yes.
Probably shouldn't say that, but it does. You know, everybody loved that.
Why shouldn't you say it? There's nothing wrong with that.
Coming up, we'll be speaking to Joe Heal, the drummer from the Nashville covers band Glasville, with some very exciting news. But first, we've got another track for you. This is an artist called EJ O'Reilly, and it's the first single from their most recent album, The Frontier 3, and it's called The Express Man. And I was doing a little bit of research, and this is to do with some riders in America. Yeah, it's really, really cool from way back when. So it's about the hazards faced by riders on the Play Express. Apparently, this was a mail service that ran between 1860 and 1861 in America.
Oh.
And it's all about that.
The Pony Express.
What did I say?
The Pony Express.
Oh, the Pony Express.
It's important because they ride horses.
What did I say?
Some sort of... it's okay.
Anyway... I'm glad you cleared that. Thank you, Alex. My producer's always there to help me out. Anyway, but EJ O'Reilly is a London-based singer-songwriter, folky Americana. I think you're going to like this one. It's very different. Here it is, The Express Man.
Trail a horseman goes along, head high, heels down low, steadfast in the saddle, slow hands on the reins across them western plains. He is gone from Cold Springs towards the sand. God and the devil on his heels. He has gone from Cold Springs towards the Sand Springs Pass.
down the trail. A wolf way in the distance calling his pack. A Colt 45 to protect him. Ah, St. Joseph, Missouri's on the long way back. He is gone from Cold Springs towards the Sand Springs Pass. The express to mine is the lifeblood of the West.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs sore.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
Sound and country vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Ah, lovely. Okay, well, now we've got a wonderful human being who used to actually co-host the show with us many moons ago. We welcome Joe Heal back to the show, the drummer from Nashville covers band Glasville. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good afternoon. Nice human being. You obviously don't spend enough time up here with us, do you?
Oh, no, it's so great to have you back on the show. How have you been? I think it's been, what, 2 years?
Randomly, I don't know where that's happened, you know, how it's happened, what I've done in those 2 years, but apparently a lot's gone on. So, 2 years goes by very quickly.
Well, I think you're a dad now, aren't you? I think that's happened.
Allegedly, I could have been one before, but they couldn't get the DNA testing in time, so and I moved to Scotland. So, apparently I am legally a dad now, yes.
and how is parenthood treating you?
Do you know what? It's actually very good. I'm not sure why we waited so long. Well, I do. I was always so busy. But it's very rewarding, but very tiring. So, definitely loving it. It's very different from work and music.
Yes, I can imagine. And sleepless nights.
It's amazing what you can do with sleep deprivation, though, isn't it? What you can actually achieve.
I have solutionised that problem by sleeping in another room with a cat. So,
It's got to that. Oh, you've had a lovely baby boy, haven't you? Is it Keanu? Is that how you say it? I absolutely Keanu. Love his name. Keanu. Is that Keanu?
Keanu, yeah. It's in the actor Keanu Reeves.
Oh, it's lovely, lovely name. Now, is there a connection with Hawaii there? Because I know you go to Hawaii, or you've been quite a few times. Is that right?
Just one or six times, yeah.
You got married there, didn't you, I think?
We got married there twice. Randomly.
Wow.
Because we went off on our own the first time in 2017, and we took the Outlaws on the last year to redo it all again.
Why not?
So, we ended up doing it twice, as you do. It's just an excuse for Fiona to buy another wedding dress. and she did.
And she did. I love that. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, if you get that chance, you've got to. Well,
absolutely.
We wish both your lovely wife and your lovely baby boy, I hope they're doing really, really well.
They are. Thank you very much. So it's quite funny because my surname's actually a Hawaiian name, and I never knew that.
I did wonder.
I'm not Hawaiian, but apparently it means to go fast. It's either go or go fast. The gas stations on the island are actually, well, they say heli, but it's H-E-L-E, so you see the heel gas stations along the island.
Really?
And I don't get any revenue from them.
Oh, well.
Got to change that, haven't we?
I was going to ask you, I mean, everything must happen for a reason then, but I was going to say, am I pronouncing your surname right?
It is correct, yeah.
It is heel, correct, yeah.
It's a rising sun stone of Stonehenge. The first stone where the sun hits in Stonehenge is the heel stone.
Wow.
Oh. Do you, see, that's
very interesting.
You learn
and again, no kickback from Stonehenge committee either. I'm getting diddled here, really, aren't I?
You really are going to have to write some letters. anyway,
we're moving on from history. We're going to go into the guy, what's they call them? That genealogy? I nearly said the other G1.
Oh, well, I've got to thank you for being on the show today as well, because I know you're quite busy, and I think you have a friend over as well. So thank you for taking
the time. We've got a couple of friends over, but they're all fed and watered. They're all happy, and they're playing with babies.
Really?
So we have respite.
Do you want to give them a quick shout out?
Hi, guys.
I've put you on the spot now, haven't I?
Too busy having fun.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, let's get back to what we're actually here to talk about then, Joe, because we've got some very, very exciting news. Well, I'm very excited. Obviously, you are the drummer for the Nashville's cover band, Glasville. And, I mean, I'm quite a fan of ABC's Nashville, the drama series. Obviously, that's ended now. But you are back, and I know there's been a few changes. So what can you tell us, basically, about the return of Glasville?
Yeah, so to us, it's very unexpected. You know, when it all kind of came to an end at the start of last year, a lot of life changes, different directions people wanted to go. And these things happen, you know. Nothing stays the same, unfortunately. But in that meantime, obviously, Jenna, who's still with us now, who is my neighbour as well, our violinist, Jenna's obviously had another child, so she's got a baby boy, Samuel, who's 6 months between him and Keanu. So Mikey's expecting his first child in December with his wife and got married. Lee, who's playing bass for us now, Lee actually has performed with us a couple of times, and people will recognise him. He's played for us in Newcastle. He's played for us at the Opry in Glasgow. So Lee's back playing with us again, and Lee's obviously him and his wife, they've had a baby boy as well. So there's been like, impending four babies and a couple of weddings in the time. So it's been a busy time.
You know what, stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking? There could be a Glasville 2 later on down the line. I mean, you've got a whole band there sorted.
Yeah, when I'm starting to cash in my pension down at the post office, I can get the wee one to start picking up the slack because I won't be able to pick a drumstick.
Oh, my goodness. All right, then. Well, you've actually picked a track for us to play. It's not one of Glasville's or a cover, but you've picked a great track. It's never going to go out of fashion. Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. Why did you pick that one for us? Is it just one that you really love, or...?
So we had a good long thing, right? Because Laura, who's joined us as a new singer, Laura I've known for many years. We met in Hong Kong with a band I used to manage, and she was she's from Glasgow. She was teaching English out there for a number of years. So Laura's returned back with a wife and living back in Glasgow, and we just caught up, and I didn't realise Laura was a massive country nut since a young child, and she also went to the same academy that Jenna, our violinist, went to, so they knew each other. So I think kind of the stars really lined back up. Laura's a big fan of it, and we thought, well, you know what, we've done Glasville 1, we did Glasville 2.0 with some originals, and we just wanted to do something a little bit different. Everyone who's seen us, because it's been 5 years since we, you know, he first came into being. So I want to do something different for Glasville 3.0. So we thought, you know, we'll bring out a lot of the older Nashville tracks, we'll put those in, but we wanted to do a little bit different. So we're going to throw in a few random covers of non-Nashville tracks, but, you know, nothing screams better than an iconic. And to be honest, it might only be 10 years old this year, but I think it's a classic regardless. And I think, you know, we couldn't do a set list and not put Need You Now in, so that's why I've requested it today.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a listen now. Stay on the line, but here it is, Need You Now.
For me it happened. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Another shot of whiskey can't stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweet.
Gets old. Lady Antebellum with Need You Now.
You love that one, don't you?
I never ever tire of listening to that. I was just saying just before it started.
Love yeah, it. It's great. Yeah, Joe, I've got, if you hadn't already realised, Mum is in the studio.
I did notice.
You hear me, a little giggle now and again just comes through the microphone.
Oh my goodness. So we're here with Joe, the drummer from Glasville based band Glasville, and they are making their return. Now your first comeback show I believe is on Friday the 8th of November, is that correct?
It is, yeah. We're back at the Classic Grand in Glasgow City Centre. It's a bit of a close one to our hearts, so it's not the nicest of venues to walk three flights of stairs up and need a respirator to get to it. especially when you're carrying the equipment.
It is, yes.
So bring a roadie. But it's a stunning. So it used to be a theatre, so you go up in this huge, massive, beautiful amphitheatre. It opens up when you get to the top in the most random location. But it's where we first kind of did our first proper big show in Glasgow, and we've sold out the Classic Grand five times in a row. It's a personal favourite to us. We've got a great relationship. The staff are fantastic. The venue is amazing, and the show's close to selling out again, which we're quite surprised about because we've been gone for so long. Will people even remember?
People have been waiting for you to come back.
I can imagine. I know we were speaking, you know, before the show, and you were saying how you've had quite a good. Well, it's been going mad, hasn't it, on social media, and you've
I think people
are
pleased
to broke
that,
it
Joe.
On the Friday. I think there might have been a few tears along the way on the course. I've been going, oh my God.
It's incredible. Now, have you started rehearsals or are you about to start? Or, yeah, how's it all going? And
yeah, so before we even announced that we would do this, obviously the four of us are really well versed playing. Obviously, Laura's never obviously performed with a band. She's a singer-songwriter on her own and been performing for many years in her own material, but never as part of a band like this. So yeah, we have had a couple of rehearsals, and it kind of went, it actually feels like comparable slippers. We haven't even disappeared. So it kind of seamlessly went back in, and we thought, right, okay, everyone feels comfortable. Let's make a decision. We'll do one show.
Yeah.
People are used to us announcing a second night after the first one sells out. And we're like, look, the venue's fully booked because you have to book about a year in advance. So we were lucky to get a Friday night at this point in the year. There is no second night. So if you don't get your tickets and you think you're going to get a Saturday night, Saturday night's not coming. It's not going to happen. We see this every single time we used to announce shows and people just play, and it's just like, and they go, but I was going to get, well, but I was doesn't mean you actually did. So get the tickets because it's an intimate venue. It only holds 500. So it's a special venue because you can get up close and personal. We can see the whites of everyone's eyes. we played the ABC before, which unfortunately, I'm sure you've probably heard on the news that burned down in an accident at the art school last year. I had nothing to do with it. I've been accused twice of
it. Oh, my goodness, no. I wouldn't think that you'd have done anything such, Joe. That's...
people have intimated that. I was just like, no, we had nothing to do with that.
Well, I'm glad.
We were blessed. We did. I'd be in jail right now.
I know.
But we were blessed to play that. And, you know, that's a thing that holds, you know, 1,300 people. And to play a near sellout show that just on our own was... You just don't get a bit better than that, to be honest. We're not. We just think we're nobodies.
Oh, well, you're clearly not, and you know, you've got fans out there, so keep doing what you're doing. Now, obviously, like you said, tickets are selling out fast, so where can people go to purchase the tickets for the show on the 8th of November?
Quickest way, head to our Facebook page / Glasville, and it's not Glassville, for those that keep saying I can't find your page, it's just Glasville, as in Glasgow meets Nashville. And if you can't get to Facebook, if you head to the ticket site directly, which is brownpapertickets.com, tickets are £14.50 plus booking fee, which is very small because it's a non-profit ticket company, which is what we've used them for years. They're a fantastic company, and the postage is free as well for your tickets. So it's one of those more ethical non-for-profit ticket organisations. So I think it's about £1.50 for the booking fee, and that covers your ticket printing and your postage and the fee. So that's all included in that
fantastic.
One. So
it's good.
It's a really great site. But if you can't get that, just go straight to Glasville's Facebook page, and there literally is a Book It Now button.
All in place for you, everyone. So go there now. Fantastic. Well, Joe, it's been fantastic to have you back with us on the show. We're going to have to get you back on to co-host as well at some time, because I mean that was always fun, wasn't it?
just make that a 4-hour show.
Honestly, so you're a good talker. We like you. You talk a lot. We can fill the time. It's good.
Yeah, you're shutting me up. That's the problem.
You're all right. Anyway, we wish you
I don't know, after baby coming along, you might be having a quick snooze for those 4 hours.
Anyway, thank you so much, Joe. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, and we'll catch up soon.
Very good to speak to you both. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Half to sleep, I am going to meet you in the night. When you're around, I'm all filled up and bright. I don't know much about you, but I know you're in my heart. Was hoping I could find you. Thank you.
Stella there with her beautiful vocals, and of course she played Maddie in the ABC Nashville series, and I really missed that drama series. I absolutely loved it.
It was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah and her and her sister, their harmonies are
fantastic. We couldn't talk until you heard, we wasn't allowed to speak when it was on. You wouldn't allow us.
Oh, I know. Well, we've kind of come to the end of the show. It always goes by so fast, doesn't
it? It does.
I know.
Races.
It does.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. I must thank... can't speak now, can I? Amy Alexander for coming on the show, speaking to us from Nashville. Go and check out her music and her covers. I think she'll go quite far. And of course, Joe Heal. He's always fantastic. He's always got a lot to say. But of course, he's got a show with his band Glasville on the 8th of November. So go and buy tickets, go search him on social media and in Glasville, because I think that's going to be a really, really good show.
It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
It is, yeah. It is. In Glasgow, of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leanie Jane, and my mum, as ever, for co-hosting.
Well, thank you for having me on with
that's
you.
Right.
It's always wonderful, darling.
And my lovely producer, Alex. He's always there to chip in when I stumble over my words. Which I do.
It's the Pony Express.
I'm never going to live that one down. Just to mention as well, Alex hosts his own show, The Midweek Drive, every Wednesday on Siren Radio. And I feature on that now with a track of the week. So whoever's listening, if you've got a song you'd like me to play of yours, just find Sound and Country Vision on all the socials and drop me a message, and maybe we could play it for you. So yeah, so I think that's it really. And we've got Taylor Swift to play us out. It's a track from her new album Lover, which I think has been very, very successful. It's her seventh studio album, and this particular song I really, really love, and it features the Dixie Chicks. You're going to like this one, Mum. And it's called Soon You'll Get Better. Thank you to the listeners as well as always.
The buttons of my coat were tangled in my hair. In doctor's office lighting, I didn't tell you I was scared. That was the first time we were there. Holy orange bottles, each night I pray to you. Desperate people find faith, so now I pray to Jesus too. And I say to you, ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, soon you'll get better. You make the best of a bad deal. I just pretend it isn't real. I'll paint the kitchen neon. I'll brighten up the sky. I know I'll never get it. There's not a day that I won't try. I'll say to you, ooh, soon you'll get better. Hoping, and I keep saying it because I have to. Ooh, you'll get better. Ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, you'll get better soon.
This is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.